T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
USC and UCLA have long been the standout college sports schools on the West Coast. Decades, USC in football, UCLA in basketball, part of the Pac-12 since long before there were even 12 teams.
But that could change, and it could change soon. There are now multiple reports that the two schools are in talks to join the Big Ten Conference, could do so as early as 2024. The Big Ten, Midwest-based, it's home to schools like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, some big, big names. Professor Daniel Durbin is with the Institute of Sports, Media, and Society at USC Annenberg and joins us now to talk more about this. Daniel, first of all, why leave the Pac-12, and if they do, could this effectively destroy the Pac-12?
Well, thank you for having me, Chris and Mike. So the primary reason to leave the Pac-12 is the same reason as for virtually everything. It's really for money. There's a lot more money to be made competing every season against Michigan and Ohio State. The names you just mentioned, big major national programs, Northwestern and others. These USC being in competition against them, USC having rivalries with them during the season, would bring in a lot more revenue than rivalries with Stanford and with Cal. And now the thing for USC, though, is in many respects the USC and UCLA need to go together, because there's been a rivalry between the two teams for the city of Los Angeles that goes back 100 years. And so UCLA and USC almost need each other to balance each other out and to carry a rivalry to wherever they go, just as the Dodgers and the Giants, when they moved west at the same time to create a rivalry on the West Coast from New York. You're talking about the USC and UCLA taking a rivalry from the West Coast and moving it to the Big Ten.
I see everybody tweeting, you know, this is huge, this is stunning, but not surprising. So did the Pac-12 have time to fix things, or was it just, you know, this was going to happen eventually anyways?
Well, the Pac-12 has had challenges for quite some time. It is not seen as a very competitive division. And that really is harmful for teams that want to be on the BCS playoff conversation, because if your competition during the season is considered to be lesser competition, it's going to hurt you and make it harder and harder to get into the final rounds of the championship. And USC has been seeing this in football for a decade and a half now. Back in the mid-2000s, they started calling, when it was the Pac-10, they started calling it USC and the Nine Little Dwarfs, the joke being that USC was a dominant program, but it was a dominant program against lesser competition. And so the level of competition has really harmed the division in terms of popularity and in terms of the amount of revenue that can be generated.
Which begs the question, can the Pac-12 survive this kind of a loss? Again, this would be a huge loss for the Pac-12.
Well, it becomes the Pac-10 again, but yeah. It does not have the two premier teams that more or less defined the Pac-10 for its entire existence. So they will undoubtedly try to struggle along, but if they lose USC and UCLA, for all intents and purposes, it's no longer the Pac-12, Pac-10 that it had been. And so they're going to have to find a way to reimagine themselves as something relevant in the college sports world.
I guess that's the key question: is how do they stay relevant?
Well, with other teams on the move too. I mean, you go from Power 5 to Power 2, basically. You have two big leagues, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. And that's the kind of the drift. You know, when you stop having the ties to tradition and the local ties that had held. You know, regional ties that had held teams to local spaces for decades and decades, when that begins to fade and people are following sports on their phones and on national television, and not on simply local media, you begin to lose that identification. And then, you know, you begin to coalesce the best teams into the best division, because that's where you're going to make the most money.
What about travel and schedule changes and all that for the actual players? Or is the answer, sorry, guys, we're going to make a whole bunch more cash?
It's sorry, guys, we're going to make a whole bunch more cash. Well, look, so seriously, travel is not all that serious anymore. For, you know, when you're putting together the jets and everything to get to Northern California, those jets for an hour, 2 hours extra, they can get to Ohio State. I don't think that's a huge encumbrance on the players. You know, obviously it may present some challenges in terms of travel days for going to school, but frankly, they already had those challenges. So I don't think, you know, an extra hour and a half of airtime really is going to make that big of a difference to them.
And now, because of the influence or the influx of cash, now you can fly first class.
That's right. Get a new jet. Daniel Durbin, Professor of Communication, Director of the Institute of Sports Media Society at USC Annenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.